Hilf Mishnais. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Uksei te'enim v'ugi roi g'rois v'hakilusim v'hakilusim v'ver hecheruvim. What's this? What's the uksei te'enim? Uksei, the stems of te'enim v'ugi roi g'rois. Hilf HaKadosh goes correct to the Uksei te'enim v'chobam b'chem ha'tayim la'il. These are the items, the stem, to which the figs are attached to the tree. Ugi roi grois, dried figs. So ugse roi grois, tehidim yibesh and dried figs. Vehaki lusim. The ukse, the stems.
What's the difference between ukse roi grois and ukse?
Dried figs. These are wet figs, moist, fresh, and these are dried.
How can you tell? Where does it say
dried? Where does it say
ukse is wet?
Ukse, no, tehidim are wet.
Yeah.
Tehidim are figs. The ukse are the stems. The stem of a te'ena or the stem of a gregos.
Yeah.
Okay? So here is over here. And then there's a new thing, a new vegetable called kilusim. Kilusim is the uksa, the stem is called lusim. Min pre musuk. Sweet. Sweet. This is a variety. A variety of figs.
You want to see what the thing says?
Avada. Why else do we have this for? Uksa te'ena.
Not that. I was talking about the phone.
What?
See what kind of mint fruit that was.
Rabbeinu Google, may you please come to our aid. Please tell us.
Kus.
You have to go to translate. T for translate. Translate. Okay. We want to know, Rabbeinu Google, what is the meaning of kilusim? Kilusim. Nu? Azoi. Kilusim. Cages? What's a cage?
Cages.
Ear of corn. What happened over here? Hebrew, what happened? Here, cages. Ear of corn. It's a shiboilas. What is this? What happened over here? This is not the way it typically means the translation. Kilusim. Well, I don't understand what's over here. Cages. Hebrew. I don't understand. It's not normal the way they gave me a translation. Try this again. Kilusim. Kilusim. That's all it has. Okay, I don't know what that means. Kilusim. What's the other word? Kilusim. No. Kalus. Kalus. Colors. What's a colors? Colors.
Nothing.
A bed?
Okay, fine. Okay, it's old Hebrew, it's not. Okay, it's good. I'm gonna know everything.
So what is here? Look at the picture. The picture over here shows over here.
It doesn't show where the colonus is here, right?
It does. It is the colonus.
It's called Kharub, it says.
Carib? Ukitz hata'ina roi lehi'ocha lima'ta'ina. The ukitz, the Hebrew stem, you can eat it. It's edible. It's mashlan l'shi'ur v'kibetz. Gregois hain tenivesha, but then ukits shalaki din ukits shaltenivesha. Ukits hechoruv carib. Ukse tenin the gregois vehakilusim. Vehacharuvim. It's not showing you. Charum is the fourth case. It's not showing you.
He doesn't know what he is.
Ukits achoruv oila echel im hacharuv lachain kashehu mokuba lacharuv dinak oichel atzma shamash and lashir kibetsa maybe it's tuma.
Why?
What?
Why is it?
Because you can eat it. It's edible. That's
is
why.
Is it?
Yes, that's what it says.
Royal
Lehei Ochel.
The Gregorius is also? Or,
yeah,
or just
Royal Hei Ochel.
How about Gregorius?
Everything it says. Everything,
down.
yes.
Go down the next line. Down.
Gregorius, he tell you, it's dry.
If it's dry.
Put on the roof. You put this on the roof.
It's dry.
It's the same halacha. It's the same halacha like the wet one, the moist one. Just like the moist one, the ukit is edible, so too the one that's evasion is edible.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go over here to the Mishnais. Uksei te'enim shemukubarim loham b'hadim v'le'ilim b'gregoris uksei te'enim yibesh v'lava v'hakilusim uksei kulusim in pre-masuk V'yesh v'farshim shem peir v'shol min te'ina. V'hacharuvim uktse hacharuvim harayel umitamim harayel umitamim umitamim umitzarfim l'fi shem shomer l'pri. Hoil sins v'imnitel ho'ukitz ha'pri ma'lis yavesh. If you take this off, it becomes dry very quickly. It's called a shomer.
Oy, atamu.
Oh, yeah, Tamu Mishum Shuksi Atein Halalu Necholim. No, nope, that's what the Kahan. That's what he says here. It's Eden.
Okay, so it's either because. It
preserves not because, the freshness.
Right, but it doesn't mean that you eat it. That's what I'm trying to
the
say.
The second shot is because you eat it. The second interpretation of the Chashivas.
Because you eat it. Some of them you eat. He's saying some of them are there and you can eat them. Some of them are there to retain the freshness.
Exactly. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Rabbi Yossi says, "Af ukitz to lahas mitamim mitamim musab nishlak ima the ukitz of a melon. It's also the same halacha because it's nishlak ima because it's cooked. You cook it with it. So therefore, the last, no, the next picture. You see over here, ukitz to lahas. Here is the melon, the pumpkin. Looks like a pumpkin. Halloween." Rabbi Yosi, okay, it's the last. Nechshav ka'ichel mitzdarim. The last, kederach shuk said in mitzdarim with him. The last, kederach shuk said te'enim mitzdarim. Just like the ukse, the stems of the te'enim mitzdarim with te'enim. The afal pi shekeis enim royal lemachol. Even right now, it's not royal lemachol. Yeah, it's not royal lemachol. In yishalek, even though right now the ukets is not fit for consumption. If I were to cook it, you hear?
Listen.
I were to cook it, extended cooking. If I would let it boil in water for a very long time, get soft, and it's fit for eating consumption. The alpha should be aged in the world, like in Yishalek, Yishalek. Yisbashel, Bishul, Mimushuch, Mimushuch.
Soft.
A long in the cooking. Harez, a royal, Yachal, look at the Mitzvah, and it's the Mitzvah in glass. They agree. After you cook it. But until you cook it, it's premature. So if it's not yet cooked, then it's not. Then there's no tumor. Only after you cook it does it have the tumor. Lachacham liachash nishlak ha'ukitz moedim lachacham l'Rav Yosi sherei zeh oichel mitzaref v'nech l'kolav koedim shnishlak l'machleh before you cook it, ukitz shelich chachamim according to the chachamim ke'esu eitz gomor right now before I've cooked it in eitz gomor v'inim kabel tumor. Rach l'achash sheyishalek yischadash moedim oichel. The ilu Rabbi Yosi kvar achshav nechshav ukitz loichel. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's already called an oichel. Hoil v'hu roil l'shliga. Okay, so the machlokes over here is if something has potential. If something has potential to become cooked, do we say right now it's already we already view it already having achieved that matzif? According to the Rabbi Yosi says even though right now it's hard, and right now it's not edible. Since it contains potential to cook it and to become soft and edible, now when it's hard, we view it as if it already had that potential. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, no. Only after you cook it do we say that it's now becoming min oichel yad shomer, but not before you cook it. Do you comprehend? No,
I wasn't even listening, so let's go back.
You never listen to me. You never listen. You don't appreciate. You don't appreciate my. Hey, the whole world is listening over here. Don't go say that. Don't say that on the table. There's machlekes of Yosi. You know that everything I say is right. You know deep down, in your heart of hearts, you know that everything I...
Sure, thank you.
Right. You can take us also. You can take us also. You can take everything.
Yeah.
You. What? Say it louder. Scream it out.
I don't want 7 billion people to hear me.
Weiter. Lachachamim. Okay, it's machleik.
So it's a machlek, it's on the ukitz. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's a yad.
It's a yad, it's a shomer, everything else. It's everything.
The Chacham says not till it's cooked.
Exactly. You got
the whole thing.
Genius, come on. Genius, unbelievable genius. Fine, next.
The only problem is with the Chacham is that how can it be, once it's cooked, it's mushy. You can't hold on to it.
It's a food, it's even better. But it's a food, it's even better. Not every food can you hold on to. Mm. It's a food, that's the ultimate. So they have a service, so therefore, Harry Lubitam, and we start for now. Ukhs the last now. Ah, focus the last.
Apple.
In the honey, this is a pear and this is an apple. What would you like to have for lunch today? This or this?
Either one.
Okay? The order is not ma'aki. Would you like to have a melon, a pear, or an apple?
Squash,
pear, or an apple? What would you like?
Well,
the order is not ma'aki. The seder is mishum ma'aki.
Can we learn something?
This is an apple. Okay, so the shayla over here is the zach. The zach that hangs out.
Is it
a yad? You'll never look at an apple the same way anymore. You'll never look at an apple the rest of your life. Now you have an appreciation of what is an apple.
Right.
Talmud Chacham, look at the halachic aspects of the food. You don't look at the gashmis. Right. Look at what halach you learn from the food. Torah, right?
So over here, the last atzei hagosim v'kesolim v'apushim. There are a couple more things here.
Looks more things. Okay, no, Haparishin. What's Haparishin? The Parish. Where's the next picture? Okay, it's last. Where's the Parishin?
They probably don't know what it is.
Here it is. The last Tefach. Here it is. It's the last Tefach. Okay, this is the last Yevanis. This is a Kornas. What's a Kornas? And this is the last Tefach.
Last Tefach is
peaches.
It's pears.
The hake rus toy noimlin.
It's tapuach, right?
That's this. That's no.
Tapuach.
Ada kustoloimen. Here is heim zon shel agosim. What's zon shel agosim? What's the zon? Hake rus to hake rus noimlin. Heim zon shel agosim.
Agosim. It's a gosim.
What's not agosim?
Agosim, you said, is a pear. It looks like a pear.
So what's the zon? Heim zon shel agosim. What's the word over here? Ukse hagosim v'hake rustelumin. Min, it's a min. Ikse bar ketanim. It's
small
a type there of pear that's small. Bar ketanim. V'haparishim leek. Ukse haparishim is leek. Hainu hachavushim. Min tapuch b'tav no tav apple. The uzrodim ukse ha uzrodim v'yesh kosam say who azrodim him haknuram b'yinu zarurim. Min tapuch b'tav small apples. Ukitz the last tefach. Ukitz had the last kashir tefach. The shear is a tefach. Okay, that's it. Ukitz the last tefach. So he learned shad. He's saying it's a title. Ukitz had the last kashir tefach. Atefach. Only this amount is matame. These things, the entire thing is going to be yacht. The entire thing. But this is only until the tefach. You see the arrows? Only until the tefach. Tefach. Ugetz las kishi or tefach. Ugetz kornis. Okay, v'yesh garshin kirnas, who min yarek, and yadu b'shmei halazi, ar tishloik, whatever that is. Tefach, kishi or tefach. That when it comes to the last one, the cornice, here's the cornice, yeah? Kunros. Lachachamim a tefach. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yitzadok, a two tvachim, and ukitz, nechshav yad lo yoyse. Two tvachim. Okay, machloik is one tefach, is a two tvachim. Good? Ukitz is to Hamel, Matam, Blomisav, Kishabim, Kiyodas, Vishokal, Oxen, Blomitam, Blomitam, Vokol, Shrain, Shaven, and Sarfim. Everything else, garnish. Vishokal, Blomitam, 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 okay, it's Chazan Mishnah. Well, it's Chazan Mishnah, the one Mishnah, it's Chazan Mishnah. The last Mishnah of this Perak Aleph. Ukse to Enim, the stems of a tain of fig, Ugroi Gross, dried figs, Vihaki Lusim, doesn't tell us what that is. It's a type of fig, it's a sweet. It's a sweet fig, it says. Ukseh kulusim min primosuk. It's sweet. V'yesh mefarshim shem peros shel min tein. It's a type of variety of figs. Okay? These are the hechurim carrot. Hareheim, harei, elu mitamin, umitamin, umitstarfim. What does that mean? It's a yad and it's a shomer.
Okay.
Right? Mitamin, it brings tumah. Tumah leaves from it. Umitzdarfin, it combines to the shi'ur beitza. It's a yad and it's a shomer. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, af oikets dolas, even the oikets of a melon, even though it's not edible, being that there's potential for you to cook it to make it soft, that's why even now when it's rock hard, it's called a shomer. It's called the shomer. Uksi hagosim, the stems of pears, they're hakir rustil moil moil malin, small pears, baby pears.
Baby pears.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter. Whatever it is, go ahead.
The haperishin leek. The ha'uz rodin. Whatever that is.
Baby apples. Go ahead.
Oikets dolas. And likewise, the stem of all those things are a yad and a shomer. However, oikets dolas. The oikets of a melon. Tefach. They're only going to extend it in yad and shomer. Only one tefach past what comes out of the top. Got it? Only one tefach. Oikets, kornos, this very funny zach, whatever this thing is, acorn, is a tefach. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, tefachayim, two tefachim, ha'elu mitamin, these are mitamin, umitamin, these are mitamin,
umitamin,
the veloy mitstarfin. When it comes to these leh zach, I mentioned over here, when it comes to these leh zach, all of these things that are over here, they're not going to all these last things over here. All these things listed. All after we finish over here, time we start from period. I'm going to last period. Starting from uksei ha'agosin v'hakirus toimalin. Everything starting from over here, Allah is it's a yad, but it's not a shomer. They can bring tuma in, tuma out, goes in and out. All other types of stems and all the vegetables and fruits in the ganze
Welt.
Garnish. Three categories. Category number one is it's metamin, metamin, and starfin. And the second category is it's mitamin and tamad veloy mitstarfin. And the third category is garnished. Garnished. It's not mitstarfin, it's not mitamin or mitamin. Okay, three categories of uksa we learned about today. Murti Gazah, I appreciate this. Going out to the world, July 4th, I appreciate what is July 4th. There are three types of people in this world. Those who know how to count and those who don't. Three types of stems. There are stems that have been yad and have been shomer. There are stems that are yad, but not a din shomer. And there are stems that are mamish, garnished.
Bleaches.
Not a yad, not a shomer. They serve no function. Bleaches. They serve no function. Bleaches. They serve no function. This is a very sad thing. Bleaches. We have to be mild in the tzitzit of these important shomers. Okay, bleaches. So we did over here a whole Mishnah. We were signing the first paragraph in Sechel Uksin. Murdek, mamish murdek. Murdek, we did a whole paragraph in Sechel Uksin. The only honey prokham are there? There will be three prok and two prok to go. Then we will have concluded how to get the counting machines. Five, six, and very good. Hopefully we're going to finish all we're going to finish today. We're not going to finish today the entire stuff that we're going to learn after we finish.